across the street.
Oh dear. I'm still here with the guys from Mondo Comico, and they're well into now a game of... Just remind me what the name of this game is.
Balsack.
Balsack. And what I've been noticing here is that... one of the things that just really sort of strikes you is how tactile a game this is. You know, I mean, there's lots of like wooden pieces and lots of variety. There's magic. There's little beans. There's magic beans. I mean, what more could you want from a game? But I think interestingly for me, there's a level of tactics that goes on with games like this that I think. It does something different than the kind of tactics that you get that are going on in computer gaming. Dave, I was just saying to myself that the kind of tactics that you get kind of like going on in games like this, it's a different kind of tactics that goes on in a lot of computer games. And to me, it almost feels as if there's. There's kind of like learning. There's potential for sort of like learning and ideas building in games like this. I mean, how do you sort of like feel, about ideas like that?
Yeah, sure. I guess it's a
basic idea.
Obviously, if you've played it more, you'll know how some of the pieces can work together. The funny shapes. They've got sort of angles, and you'll know that some will rest on others easier than some others will. So part of the thing you're trying to do is pass other people horrible pieces that you know they can't deal with.
So the idea is to kind of like build or to not build a tower.
Yeah,
of pieces.
In many ways you're trying to put off building your own tower for as long as possible, then giving bad pieces to other people. The problem with that is they can come back to you if they pay enough. So you kind of got to balance the fact that you might have to end up dealing with that piece that you passed on. So,
To me, the tactics that are going on there, they bear some kind of like perverse kind of relationship to the lessons that we all have to learn in life about the world in which we live.
I'm not sure where to go with that one. Yeah, maybe. You learn how to be a bastard to somebody. So
something perhaps that we could like pick up, in one of the bunker shows. We'll come back to
many
that.
Of the games that are popular actually at our group are games where you have to be a bastard to somebody. That's certainly true. Not nearly all games are that, but many of the games that we like are.
Right. We'll come back to that one. I'm interested in that.